Good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Another big holiday weekend right around the corner, and many of you will be hitting the road. I have a suggestion for you. Do what I did before I hit the road. I got my car to Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison, had their state-of-the-art diagnostics run on my vehicle, their certified technicians checked all the fluids, changed the oil, rotated, did a rolling inspection on the tires, removed anything that was embedded, plugged the hole, and now I can travel with confidence. And that's what you want. If you've waited for weeks, months, for a couple of days off, why have it ruined by a problem with your car that could have been avoided with the best preventive maintenance on the planet? And that's what you'll get at all three Don Duncan locations. In addition, tires at true wholesale prices. You name the brand, they can get it for you at a wholesale price and give you a price that includes installation. They're the best. If you need a ride back to your office or house or a pickup to get back with your car, just ask. That's all you got to do. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at three locations. Downtown at 408 Madison, like I mentioned, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and in twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Many folks asking when are the rain chances are going to get better, and I believe that over the weekend we'll start to see better coverage on the storms. But for today, only widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They will be limited in number. The high temperature today, right around 94. Tonight's low, 73. Tomorrow, high temperature around 93 or so. Scattered storms around, a little bit better coverage. Then Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Thunderstorms a little bit more numerous. Still random, but there'll be more storms on the radar roaming around. Then, next week, first week of July, look for more intense heat with triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell. And alongside me, as usually is on Thursdays and on Happy Hour, the Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. We're going to have some fun today, folks. A lot of fun.
And here they are.
So, having just played George Carlin's The Owners, it leads right into the discussion we were having off-air.
We have some of the best discussions in this studio are off-air.
Yeah, I mean, you really can dig into things. And one line you just said, the things really aren't as they seem.
They aren't, Joey. It's amazing. The more I learn, the more I realize what I don't know.
Right.
It's amazing.
The older I get, I've gone through kind of the different steps that you could expect. Like, I got into politics. And I was very idealistic. I liked the theory. Sure. I liked the story and the drama.
Ideally, it's great.
And then I went through this phase. I'm still somewhat have my foot in this phase, but I'm getting out of it. And just utterly cynical, which is a little bit smarter.
Guilty.
I think it's smarter than being idealistic.
Yes.
But I'm trying to play this game where, okay, and the older I get, I agree with you. I don't trust what the news tells me.
You can't.
Especially on things like geopolitics and foreign relations. We were just talking about the oil tankers being bombed in the Strait of Hormuz. And, I could sit here and read all these reports. I can listen to even experts at the Air War College. And I'm not calling anybody liars. I'm more just saying, like, sitting where I'm sitting, this humble perch here in Montgomery in this radio studio, what the hell do I know? At the end of the day, I'm taking somebody's word for it.
Well, aren't we all? I mean, they're taking somebody's word for it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so easy at this day and age, despite all the technology. It's almost like the more we are able to communicate quickly, the less we actually can verify is true. It's a ironic...
That is, yeah, you're right.
It's
bizarre, isn't it?
Big confusion. It kind of goes back, it reminds me of like when the printing press comes around and the Bible starts being printed in native tongues. A lot of the, you know, clergy worried, oh, this is big trouble. And for the longest time, it's been like, oh, because they'll lose power. To a degree, that was a concern. But it was also, like, once folks can read the word
for themselves,
some interpretations aren't going to be correct. Yes. And it's going to lead, like, there are some great examples in Germany where this one guy was essentially running the town.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very practical problem that there were a lot of women and not many men.
Uh-oh.
So he's like, okay, I went upstairs, guys, and I got that on my telephone. Well, we don't even have telephones, but I got on this line to God, and he said, polygamy's all right again. So you got a lot of this stuff, and I think now it's one thing for the Bible to be in a different language and in native tongues and then the different interpretations of the word. It's another thing when it's now the whole, I think, what we have of human knowledge everywhere on the internet.
Yes.
And it's easily manipulated with like these, there's an Instagram account I follow called The Fakening.
The Fakening.
And it's a comedy account, but the technology they're using is remarkable. It's essentially where you can superimpose somebody's face on anybody else's, and it looks real.
I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen images like that. It's amazing. They can do videos where somebody's talking and saying whatever you want them to say, and it's not really them.
Yeah, and some of the handiworks better than others. Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're just some of the comedy videos are hilarious.
I bet.
I mean, the one that was the freakiest was somebody put Steve Buscemi's face on Jennifer Lawrence accepting like a Golden Globe or an Oscar or something.
Oh, that's scary.
And it's obviously, you know, fake. Oh, people are like, but it's so realistic too that has to freak you out. And that's just one example of what I mean is that it's so easy to manipulate, change, present the truth in a certain way that it's like, I don't even know what's true anymore.
Exactly.
And so I'm looking at the debates last night, and that can be part of what we talk about this evening. But the person that shined through for me was Tulsi Gabbard. Now, according to a lot of the mainstream press, Democrat or Republican, you know, she was so anti-war, mindlessly anti-war, blah, blah, blah.
But mindlessly anti-war.
If you go to, I would say, the alternative press and also, well, the internet in general, Tulsi Gabbard was the most Googled candidate last night.
There you go.
Now, some of that, I think, plays into my theory that the best-looking candidate wins. And she, by far, with that silver streak in her hair, looking like a sorceress. She's very good looking.
Yes, she is.
But she also has a great story to tell, carries herself well. Strange enough, she ran away with the Drudge Report's poll. She won by 40%.
Really?
10 people to choose from, Tulsi Gabbard gets 40 with the Drudge crowd.
Joey, I have seen her in interviews on alternative media, and she interviews very well. She speaks her mind, and she's got a great sense of humor, and not to mention she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She does really well. She comes across really well.
Well, and there's something going on in this country where it's not a Democrat-Republican thing. It's more an establishment populist thing or the everyday person versus the special interest where all we hear from the mainstream press is how important it is that we are, you know, owing up to our military commitments abroad and to our allies and pushing back on our enemies, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But then across the aisle in a lot of alternative circles, I'll use a specific example. Tulsi Gabbard, she's been talking about this for a while, saying the Trump administration will not tell people about all these bombings going on in the Middle East or going on, say, in Sri Lanka of Christian churches. It's being funded by the Saudis, this Wahhabism, this radical Sunni ideology.
My understanding as well.
And she said that last night. And I think stuff like that, stuff like that really perks people's ears up because there's a vast swath of the American people. Some of them are libertarians, some of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans. Mm-hmm. But they're the folks in all those different camps who have been ignored for decades by the establishment. Now, I get my hopes up, but I think because she said that last night and she says things like that, the press is going to do the number on her and she's not going to be the candidate.
Exactly.
It'll probably be somebody like Biden. But I really do like seeing somebody like that stand out and win the internet, essentially.
Exactly.
It does give me some hope.
Well, the internet, to me, is the heart of America.
Yeah.
You know, this is your down-to-earth people here. This isn't your powers that shouldn't be, your elite, whatever. This is your normal, everyday people that are struggling trying to make a living.
Well, and it gets me into the main theme a lot of the Democrats said last night. It makes me think about all the Republicans and Democrats that want to control the internet to make things fair.
Make things fair.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all are going to do that. Elizabeth Warren is the poster child for this. Bernie Sanders also, we'll see him tonight for the next debate.
Oh, boy.
But she was talking about how we need to take on corporate power and corporate consolidation, and all the Democrats sang from the same hymnal book, the same song book, and they're all talking about how we got to take on these monopolies and these corporations. But this really does scare the hell out of me, not because, oh, they've got nefarious interests. No, it's because I think somebody like Elizabeth Warren really means it, and what she'll end up doing is not smashing corporate power. She might hurt a few particular companies, but what she'll do is create a more symbiotic relationship between all these powerful corporations and the government.
Yeah, work it to their advantage.
And you better believe Facebook, Google, Twitter, they'd be more than happy for Washington, D.C. and an Elizabeth Warren administration to come around and say, we're going to regulate the hell out of you. Because Google will go, oh, yeah, we'll play ball. That means no other search engine will ever possibly get a leg up on us.
Exactly. Power.
So it's power.
Power's control.
And this is the story that's gone on for a century, if not longer. And it's an argument I need to have one day with Baron Coleman, that if you look at, say, Teddy Roosevelt and the trust busting and all this sort of stuff, there's a lot of well-documented stuff that, yeah, Roosevelt is breaking up certain trusts and certain companies at the behest of other big bank interests.
Certain other interests.
Yeah, so it's like somebody's always playing somebody's game, wittingly or not.
Yes.
And I just worry that people like Elizabeth Warren, they believe their own stuff so much, they are not actually going to accomplish giving power back to the people.
I agree.
I think the only way that can be accomplished is by shrinking government.
And that's not going to happen.
Yeah, federalism's so good, though.
Like, of course it is.
Give a little bit of power back to the states, back to the cities, back to the people, have the federal government protect basic rights, actually defend the nation,
that
not
would be nice.
Play empire abroad.
Yeah, nationalism, baby.
Yeah, it would work, I think. A nationalism based in like the true roots of the country, federalism, devolved power.
Yeah, I agree.
Share power. But right now we're in this kind of epic fight. I will say this. The debate last night was much more entertaining than the Democratic debates in 2016. When it was Bernie and Hillary Clinton and, oh yeah, O'Malley was there for two of them.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I mean, the guy, what is it when you fashion a desk? Like a nice desktop, and you sand it down. What's that stuff? It's like varnish. Yeah, a nice lacquer.
Do you put lacquer over there?
Yeah, that's what Martin O'Malley looked like he bathed himself in before these debates. Shiniest human being I've ever seen. Cory Booker was in the running. And that was, by the way, I don't know if you listened yesterday, Terry, but I was hoping Cory Booker would fall flat on his face.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
Really?
No, because somebody else beat him to the punch. Beto O'Rourke.
Beto.
They asked Beto last night a question about, there are some Democrats who want a 70% top marginal tax rate on those who make more than $10 million, Congressman O'Rourke. Do you agree or disagree with this? And he looks right at them, then right at the camera, and he just starts speaking in Spanish.
Really?
This is the first time he speaks. Now, it is being simulcast on Telemundo, but the people who can speak Spanish, I can't, said he dodged the question.
Of course he did.
And then he went to English, and he continued to dodge the question.
Of course he did.
And the side eye Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren gave him, there's this great shot going around the internet when he just starts speaking in Spanish, and he's not even answering the question in Spanish. Number one, Cory Booker's like, hey, man, you're stealing my thing. Because Booker later on, in a clunky way, went on and spoke Spanish.
Which made him look like a copycat.
I mean, the only guy, and he did have a good night. I don't agree with the guy, but Julian Castro, the former housing and urban development secretary, former mayor of San Antonio, he did have a good night. He came up for a good night if you're a progressive. He was forceful. He can actually speak Spanish in a way that doesn't seem contrived or pandering. He was pretty straightforward because he is a Hispanic gentleman. So I thought he had a good night, but Cory Booker, unfortunately, didn't fall flat on his face because Beto did the work for him. And then everybody just piled on. It was like Castro kept hitting Beto. Bill de Blasio, the freakishly tall. What is he doing in the Rays?
I don't know.
There was one moment I wish had happened, and it didn't. De Blasio was just such a large man.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember, of course, like the Groundhog Day.
Of course.
He dropped Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes.
I was hoping that, like, De Blasio would pick up Chuck Todd for a second and just drop him.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I mean, whatever's on Chuck Todd's face, it doesn't work out. But, yeah, the debate last night was interesting. We'll take calls about it, what y'all thought if you watched it at all. 272-9228. Maybe pull a few videos from it, especially the technical difficulties NBC was having in the beginning of the second hour.
Really? See, I was on air. I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it here in a second, because that was actually the one moment. I was by myself last night in the house,
yeah,
and I just started laughing out loud like a madman by myself.
Because you know what that's about. Most
I
people
do.
Don't.
Yeah, and it's just so, like, the stakes are so high for NBC, and they really screwed the pooch. It just made me laugh so much. And how the anchors, in that case Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow, dealt with it. They were so, like, flabbergasted. Like,
it's not supposed to happen.
What's going on? On here, and he's trying to be so earnest about asking about guns at the same time, and there's all this crosstalk. Well, I'll see if I can find a clip of it. But I asked you, please come this upcoming Thursday, because there's been a recent interview on Joe Rogan's podcast with a gentleman named Bob Lazar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've known about Bob Lazar for years, I'd imagine.
Yeah, since the 80s.
Yeah, and that's apparently when he came out.
Yes.
And for the folks who don't know about Bob Lazar, there's a new documentary on Netflix called, I think, Bob Lazar, Area 51 and Flying Saucers.
Yeah, I think that is it.
And this interview with Rogan, and it's cool that he did it with Rogan, because Rogan went through this phase of being very hardcore into all the UFO stuff that's out there.
Alternative stuff, yeah.
Then he kind of did this real skeptical turn. He said there were too many people talking to him with this face. I know it doesn't work for the radio audience. It'll work for you, Terry. There are too many people walking up to Joe Rogan talking about UFOs going, hey, man, did you see this thing going on? Like, their skin's pulled back and eyes are wide open. You know,
yeah.
Kind of like when Cory Booker talks about civil rights. It's like, I kind of want to agree with you, but, like, loosen up a little
bit. You got to have a very healthy skepticism when it comes to that kind of stuff. You have to.
So because Rogan went through the skeptical phase, uh-huh, and he's now back talking to Bob Lazar, it really is like all this new information now, 20, 30 years later,
mm-hmm,
Bob Lazar, some of the stuff he said has been borne out.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to get into that.
Yeah, I do too.
And talk about some of the new information we have coming to light, as well as Bob's story, if folks don't know
it's
the
amazing
story. It really is amazing. Mm-hmm. But here, let's hit a break. You're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark, Terry Adams. Greg Budell is still out. He'll be back Monday.
Bye, Greg.
But he needed that vacation. Need to go see his daughter, Janelle.
Absolutely.
But we'll be right back, folks.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning. It's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices. You got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com.
Oh, man, a piece of junk?
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this. Man. What brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Orchard Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. You get down here to the marina and rent you a pontoon boat and cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever tried it, it's a lot of fun. Everybody comes back with a big smile on their face. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. That's right, no boating license required to rent a boat. Now let's talk about good times on the river. Well, first of all, let's jump right to the schedule change. We're going to be closed up Sunday. That's right, starting June 30th. We'll be closed for a week. We won't open back up until Friday, July the 5th at 5 o'clock. That's right. On the 5th at 5, we'll be open with fresh seafood. But we'll be open this week through Saturday and closing up Sunday for give everybody a week off for 4th of July and get out and cool off a little bit. So you know where we'll be? Somewhere not at the Oyster Bar. That's right. So now let's talk about why we are here. We're going to cook you up fresh seafood. We got a steamer. We got those wonderful shrimp from Argentina, those deep water shrimp, the Royal Reds. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and everything you need to know. Happy 4th of July, y'all, and see you soon.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
You know July 4th is coming up. And whether you're entertaining or taking advantage of a day to tackle your to-do list, Lowe's is here to help you do it right with savings to spruce up your outdoors. Shop in-store now and get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get 5 bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil for $10. Whatever's on your list, hurry into your local Lowe's for July 4th savings. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid in-store only through 7/10. Soil offer valid through 7/3 while supplies last, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
We are rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a look at your traffic this afternoon. If you're on the boulevard, especially around on the south side near the truck stop, there is a lot of cars around you. It's also crowded all the way out to the Troy Highway, so be careful there. Rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well with delays around Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway. If you are on the interstates, there aren't any issues for you. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you, and we don't see any big problems on the 31s this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Goodell. Alongside me this afternoon, Terry Adams, the Prime Minister of Playtime.
Hi there.
So, we don't have much time in this segment, but I think it is a ripe opportunity to talk about these technical difficulties.
Absolutely.
That happened last night. And a little bit of commentary from the president after I show you the, at least, audio evidence for the radio listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, the way the debate was set up is the first hour was moderated by Lester Holt of NBC Nightly News. He actually did a good job. I'll give him credit. He moved it along. He actually asked good questions. Savannah Guthrie did, too, actually. And then Jose Diaz-Balart of Telemundo. And that was the first hour group of moderators. Then they went to break, and they come back in the second hour, and the two people now on our screen, Terry, are sitting there at the moderator's desk. Rachel Maddow and Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd.
Mr. Groundhog himself.
There you go.
And they come back, and, well, let's listen in and see what happens here.
We're going to go with guns, and Senator Warren, I want to start with you. We are less than 50 miles from Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in a school shooting last year, and where there has been significant activism on gun violence ever since. Many of you are calling for a restoration of an assault weapons ban. But even
the cross
if implemented,
talk, right?
Yeah.
There will still be hundreds of millions of guns in this country. Should there be a role for the federal government?
Your mics are on.
Everybody's mics are on. I think we have a
technical.
I heard that too. That's okay.
You heard it too?
I think we had a little mic issue in the back.
Control room, we've got contrary
we have the. I think
audio.
We heard, yeah, we have the audience audio.
Nope. You're right. Wrong about that, Chuck.
So
it's not the audience.
This. I apologize, you guys didn't get to hear this, the first part of the question.
Ask it
obviously,
again.
We're not far from Parkland, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Gun activism has become a big part of high school life up there in Broward County.
Up there?
Many of you are calling for tighter gun restrictions. Some of you are calling for the restoration of the assault weapons ban. But even if it's put in place, there's still going to be perhaps hundreds of millions of guns still on the streets. Is there a role for the federal government in order to play in order to get these guns off the streets?
Someone's
got my binder.
We are hearing our colleagues' audio. If the control room could turn off the mics.
Y'all are trying to be the news.
Yeah, if the control room could turn off the mics of our previous moderators, we will.
I think it's the prior moderators.
You know, we prepared for everything.
Guess what, guys? We are going to take a quick break. We're going to get this technical situation fixed. We will be right back.
Yeah, so this is right after they already did like a 5-minute break. That's how they begin the second hour.
Oops.
And the president of the United States was quick on the draw.
Of course.
The only thing he had tweeted out earlier in the debate, at the beginning of it, about 30 minutes into it, in all caps, one word, boring. Then the second hour began.
Boring.
And Trump wrote this after the technical difficulties happened. I'm quoting the president's tweet here. At NBC News and at MSNBC should be ashamed of themselves for having such a horrible technical breakdown in the middle of the debate. Truly unprofessional and only worthy of a fake news in all caps, organization, which they are.
I love it.
Just kicking them while they're
really well
down.
Yo, kicking them in.
Oh, yeah, in the pills. Right in the pills. It's just, I can't imagine who screwed up there.
Well, the voices, the other people on the stage, is that what they were?
No, it was the you know, they switched moderators, mm-hmm. the change of the hour. It was the other moderators in the green room. You could hear Savannah Guthrie going, where's my binder? Where's my bag?
Oh, I'd love to be able to have heard everything they said, because you know it would have been good.
I wish there had been a hot mic moment where somebody was like saying, man, did you hear what that idiot de Blasio said?
Exactly.
Why is he even in the race?
How about that Tulsi, huh?
Man, she's sexy. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oops. We're going to keep this going on Happy Hour, folks. If you want to join in, what did you think of the debate last night? And 272-9228. And we are also going to get into the story of Bob Lazar. His story and his testimony as witness has resurfaced in a way because of a new documentary and a new interview he did with Joe Rogan. I think it's worthwhile talk about. So we'll be right back again. You're listening to Happy Hour.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, equal housing insurer.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A man is in critical condition after shots were fired earlier this morning. Police responded to the 300 block of East Edgemont Avenue around 6:45 this morning. They say they found a man with a life-threatening gunshot wound and he was taken to the hospital to be treated. No arrests have been made. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers is holding its annual gun buyback program this weekend. You can turn in unwanted guns for a cash reward. Those guns will then be turned over to law enforcement for proper disposal. It's Saturday, June 29th at First Baptist Church, located at 347 Ripley Street in Montgomery, from 10 until 1. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries had its 16th annual Tomato Sandwich Lunch. The lunch is a way to celebrate Alabama farmers and Alabama produce. On the menu, tomato sandwiches, sweet tea, and ice cream. A new program will be introduced this year called Sweet Grown Alabama. It's a program that will brand Alabama products. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. There's at least a small chance that you will encounter a shower or thunderstorm before they end later on tonight, but the overnight low temperature will drop to about 73. Tomorrow's going to be another hot day. I think the high temperature is at least around 93. Scattered thunderstorms a little bit more numerous tomorrow. They will be scattered, and still a lot of towns will get missed. But then Saturday and Sunday, thunderstorm coverage increases a bit. There'll be more storms to go around. Not a washout, and the storms will still be random. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s, then hotter weather as we get through that first week of July coming up next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99.
Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, it's Greg from my friend Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. I'd like to ask you a question if you're a renter. Do you enjoy renting and not having a place you can call your own? Do you enjoy giving somebody else your money and letting them take the interest deduction on the loan? I'm just asking because you don't have to do that. One of the reasons Morris Capuano partnered up with Renaissance Bank was to make available many additional programs for people who have limited down payment, maybe a mark or two on their credit history. But here's how you save money on rent. You buy. You get into a place. You not only are likely to live better and pay less per month, but when tax time rolls around, you get to hand the federal government that first mortgage deduction, and that's a huge difference maker on your taxes. And I just have a feeling, no matter what your age, that if you're renting, you really haven't tried to buy, because the advantages are so obvious, especially with the current tax structure. You got to give it an effort. That begins with a call to Morris. Nobody works harder for you than Morris Capuano. 409-9300. 409-9300. Give them a call. Give them a chance to find out where you stand. Maybe get you pre-approved so you can shop for a home with a pre-approval certificate that puts all the cards in your hands. That's Morris at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds.
Different.
Yeah, it does.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Now, I've watched all the old Star Trek, and they're really good. They really are.
Like 67 episodes, I think.
Yeah. And there is something funny about people in the 60s talked a little bit more up here. Right out of their nose is this space, the final frontier.
Comes with the territory.
But they really are deep, I think, episodes. More, I don't know, there's a little more. The Next Generation's a good show, too, but I do like those originals because it was kind of like, here's a theme. And of all shows, Seth MacFarlane's The Orville has picked up that mantle pretty well. It's some comedy mixed in. But I've got thinking about this because, again, recently this interview with Bob Lazar. Bob has resurfaced. His story has resurfaced because of a new documentary on Netflix. But, Terry, since this is kind of in your wheelhouse, I wanted to ask you, when do you remember the first time you ran across Bob Lazar and his story?
Yeah, he came out in 89. He's kind of how we found out about Area 51. Hmm. And he came out and said that he had been a physicist out there. And it's kind of funny because the reason his employment ceased is because he'd been working on saucers that were sourced from elsewhere. And his job was to backwards engineer the power plant. We were trying to figure out how these things worked. So he, of course, being a guy, he's telling all his buddies, guess what I'm doing at work, you know, like he's not supposed to. So what he started doing was taking them out to a bluff over Area 51 because he knew the Knights they'd be flying and say, watch this. And, well, one night, security guard came up. That did it for his employment. At least that was the story back then. I don't know what he's saying now.
Yeah, in the Joe Rogan interview, he talks about, he actually does a lot more background, but he talks about how he was taking his buddies up to that bluff and where they would do the testing, the advanced maneuvers testing.
Right.
And he said that one night they were getting real dumb with it, where they had brought a camper out there. It was real obvious, you know, that there were some activities, people watching this. And they said all of a sudden they saw this, like, green light roll up in front of them. And what it was is one of the security guards' night vision, like, spectacles or just looking glass.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they turned on some lights, like spotlights on them, and they're surrounded by security.
Mm-hmm.
But the point that led him there is that he had been working pretty faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
For what he called, the site was technically called S4 within Area 51.
That's right.
And he said that they also, and it was voluntary, it wasn't like it was something he'd just forgotten about it, he gave them permission to tap his phones. Because it was such a secret project, mm-hmm. they're worried about not just somebody blabbing, number one reason for having your phones, you know, tapped, but also worried about any trouble at home life. Yeah. And so what happened, and he didn't know this, is that based on their tapping of his family home and phones,
yeah.
The folks he worked for figured out that his wife was having an affair.
Oh, boy.
He didn't know this yet. Oh, but no. So what they did is they just stopped calling him into work. And we're trying to watch him. Let's see what Bob does if he finds out about this. See if he keeps his wits
about
him.
That's cruel, but very smart of them.
Well, but what it backfired. That's what led him to thinking, oh, they're kicking me out of the project, all this stuff. And that's why he started talking to his friends. Because he thought, well, the only thing I have left is to tell somebody else about this, or else who knows what will happen
exactly.
to me.
Exactly. They may kill me.
And then he met up with a reporter named George Knapp.
Mm-hmm.
And George Knapp claims he didn't want to believe it at first. He was really doing the double-checking of his background. Yeah. And apparently Bob Lazar went to, like, MIT, worked in another, like, I'm thinking, what, not Berkeley, but, like, the California Polytechnic University out there.
Yeah, Caltech and MIT, I think.
And then he started working at Los Alamos in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. And he was known as being kind of the wacky guy who put jet engines on his bicycle.
Right.
And apparently somebody caught wind of this. He'd stopped working at Los Alamos, and he went for a job interview in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, he didn't really know what he was signing up for, but he was used to that, working in, you know, classified stuff at Los Alamos.
Right.
It's kind of how those interviews are done. You'll be working weird hours. You'll be making this much money.
Put you on a bus with blacked-out windows and drive you out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. And out of that, he ends up at Area 51 and technically S4.
Mm-hmm.
And Rogan asked him, like, what was the first day like? He said, well, it's been a lot of years, so it all kind of blurs together, but I think the first day was pretty much just paperwork.
That makes sense.
And, but then the most interesting part was reading what he would call these briefings.
Mm-hmm.
And at first he thought these briefings seem nuts. Like, they're describing things that seemed like science fiction, or just like it's impossible to do. And he thought, this has to be some sort of test.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they're testing how I retain information, even if I think it's useless information. But one of the things he started to work on is exactly what you said. He had to start reverse engineering the power plant, the compulsion system for this saucer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said everything that were in the briefings started to check out. And essentially what he was asked to do is reverse engineer this technology. At that point, they knew how to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
They knew generally what it did, that it was kind of a gravity or anti-gravity producing machine.
They could move the direction of gravity to make the ship go whatever direction they wanted. And also the cool thing is the ships had their own... It's hard to explain. It's like they were on their own world inside there, their own gravity inside the ship, which explains why these things can go 5,000-6,000 miles an hour and take a 90-degree turn without slowing down.
Right.
Because we can't do that. Our brains would be, you know, humans can't handle that.
Well, and you suggested that because it does create this, you know, gravity envelope around the saucer, that what we might be seeing, too, with these quick movements is just a distortion of time.
That's right, because they're related.
Yeah, the ship might be moving very smoothly, from the outside looking in, it's messing with space-time, so it looks like it's appearing all of a sudden in certain spots.
That's right. He also, if I remember right, he said that it's based on Earth's gravitational field, which varies. So it depends. You could have ripples because of the variance. Anyway, it's very deep, but that's what I remember him saying, is that the ship could be erratic, but it's because of the amplifiers they're using or feeding off the Earth, and it's not completely stable, depending on where you are, so the ship could move around. That's right.
Well, and he claims everything in terms of knowledge is very compartmentalized, and they worked on the buddy system. So he had one guy that was kind of over him that he worked with on a daily basis to figure out this gravity engine. And essentially they really couldn't figure out how the damn thing worked. They knew what the fuel was. It was called Element 115 at the time.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm usually very skeptical about anything like this.
You should be.
But Element 115, for instance, has now been reproduced in labs all over the world as recently as 4 or 5 years ago.
Amazing.
And they're very unstable isotopes they created. They mm-hmm. came into existence for like a few milliseconds
right. And
then decayed.
Tiny amounts.
But theoretically speaking, you know, the idea of creating a stable isotope of element 115 mm-hmm. is possible.
Yes.
And so, you know, when Bob Lazar comes out with this in the late 80s, early 90s, and people are like, element 115, what the hell is that?
Exactly.
For now that to be kind of confirmed. And what's also brought this into perspective is all these recent stories about, like, naval pilots and Air Force pilots running into UFOs.
It's disclosures coming.
And didn't the U.S. government just recently admit they do study UFOs, or there's all sorts of different acronyms for it and names?
They call them, now they're called, it's the weird thing. What they do is they'll change their vernacular, they'll change their words, so that way if you get them up in court and go, have you ever seen a UFO? Technically, they can say no and not be lying, because now they're called unknown aerial phenomena, UAPs.
Yeah.
That's what they're called now.
And then there's some in the ocean, they think. And,
yes.
And Bob Lazar claims that when he was there, he saw one day all the hangar doors were open.
Oh, yeah.
And there are multiple crafts.
I think six of them.
He said on Rogan's podcast, one he called the Jell-O mold.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
Literally like a Jell-O mold with all the ripples in the edge.
Yes.
And he'd never had a chance to look any closer. He just got a glimpse of these
things. It was
that
one time, is what he said in 89. And he said the weird thing to him was they were just floating.
Yes.
They were just floating.
Well, and he talks about how he got to see a test. And it was in a hangar. It lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
He said it lifted quietly. It was like a pulse, like a blue electric pulse to lift. And then it just floated there silently.
You could see a little bit of a plasma output, I think he said, from the bottom. If you knew what to look for. But other than that, you couldn't tell it was doing anything.
And somehow the person on the outside was communicating whoever was laying in this thing with normal radio, which he didn't understand, because you'd think, you know, the gravitational envelope around the saucer would keep any sort of normal communication going on. But apparently they could communicate, and he was kind of in the dark. And my point is, the more I hear this guy's story, I'm like, number one, if it's not true, how did you live this life for 30 years, and that's a heck of a thing to make up.
Hell of an imagination.
And if it is true, this is world historic information.
It is. It is. And the thing is, Joey, he passed a lie detector test. He's done that. He claims that his clearance was what they call above majestic, 38 levels above the top civilian, which is called Q.
Wow.
So, you know.
Wow.
Who knows?
Well, and the idea is now, these days, if like Donald Trump or Tulsi Gabbard or anybody is the president wants to see about this, there's some document floating around where an admiral, a top-notch four-star, you know, admiral, was looking, talking to a scientist about, I want to know about your special access program.
I covered this a few weeks ago, yeah.
And so the idea is that private industry, private
smart
corporations are the ones holding on to these things.
You take your black ops and you farm them out to your military industrial contractors. That way, Freedom of Information Act doesn't apply to them. They can do whatever they want to.
And I've had people in my own family who had some pretty high up classifications saying, yeah, we ran all sorts of things with Vietnam and other programs and the nuclear program that were need-to-know basis for the president.
Yep.
So this is very plausible to me. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. Well, look at that. You had Carter claimed he saw a UFO. Clinton claimed he saw a UFO. Both of them said, if I get elected, I will open up the files. Neither one of them opened up the files. They don't have the ability to do
exactly.
It's above them.
Well, and you know Donald Trump's like, show me the aliens.
You know he is. But they're not going to.
Nope.
You know, presidents come and go, but these guys, they stay. This intelligence, this black ops world, they stay.
Well, we got to hit this break. I'm having fun talking about
this. Yeah, this is fun.
I've got an article pulled up that gives some more of the detail of what Lazar said in the Rogan interview. It's a lot of information, and this is why I like alternative media, whether it's Joe Rogan or anybody else.
I agree.
Is that they get to have these long-form discussions without, you know, the sort of usual media tricks where it's just a guy talking for 2 hours.
And he can use any words he wants to use.
Yes. And you can believe it or not believe it, but it's just raw footage of somebody talking and telling their story.
I love it.
Again, folks, it's Bob Lazar. You should check out the Rogan interview or the new documentary. It's very good. It's a little purple and a little too artsy for my taste at times, but there's some great information in it. And I believe it's just called Bob Lazar, Flying Saucers and UFOs. You could probably find it on Netflix. Just typing in Bob Lazar, Lazar.
Yep.
But here, let's hit this break. We're a little behind the dial here, but this is too much fun. Listen to the Happy Hour on a Thursday. Joey Clark, Terry Adams. Be right back.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect, so don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your traffic on this Thursday afternoon, and things look pretty normal out there. We have lots of traffic on the boulevard. Be careful around the traffic lights. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see anything that will hang your travel up there. And if you're on the 31s, we're starting to see a little action as people are headed out of town, but there are no major delays for you. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them.